Good morning. An Irish tourist has drowned at a swimming pool on the Costa Dorada. Emergency services raced to the holiday apartment block in La Pineda near Tarragona after the alarm was raised at around 11 a.m. yesterday morning. First responders tried to revive the man but were unable to save him and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Police sources have confirmed the man was Irish and his body was removed for a post-mortem. Visitors can keep air conditioning turned up in their hotel room, so the government has said. The announcement came following reports of a ban on setting air conditioning lower than 27 degrees Celsius. The government has now said the rule will not apply to hotel rooms, although it will apply to public areas in hotels. Spain, in line with EU requirements to reduce Russian oil and gas consumption, has approved a temporary law which increases the minimum temperatures for air conditioning units as part of a package of energy-saving measures. Exceptions will be made in hotel rooms and on public transport where air conditioning can be set lower. Spain has already reported 5,162 confirmed cases of monkeypox virus, some 585 more than last week, according to data from the Health Ministry. The infections have been reported across 17 regions. Coinciding with the publication of the figures, the ministry said cases continue to be identified mainly in the context of sexual or prolonged close physical contact. And the price of olive oil is set to rise as heat waves hit production, so a leading exporter has warned. Akasur, which supplies the UK's biggest supermarkets, said this would feed through into prices in shops in the next 3 to 4 months when companies renew their contracts. The company's export manager, Miguel Colmenero, said customers could see prices rise by 22-25%. Spain produces nearly half of the world's olive oil, but Spain has been experiencing extreme temperatures and a lack of rain in recent weeks. Most of the olives are grown in Andalusia, which has had very little rainfall in recent weeks. Mr. Colmenero said the impact of the heat waves on production was drastic. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.